This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila.
And we are Zwei Fat Chicks.
And we are podcasting from one of Tracy's favorite places on Earth. We're at the mall food court at the Oshawa Center. Tracy loves malls.
I do.
She loves malls so much. She loves them almost as much as historical.
Anything. I know. I'm a geek. I do love malls. I have to admit, I enjoy going to them. I love window shopping. And I love mall food courts. And we're going to talk about mall food today.
Yes, that's the subject. What you could eat at the mall.
Any mall is some of our favorite places to eat, and why I think mall food courts are like the pinnacle of fast food. I don't even consider them fast food, they're so good. So Oshawa Center, just a little background, it's huge. It's freaking huge.
It's 1 kilometer long.
That's about half a mile for you southern folk.
Or maybe it's 1 kilometer round trip from one end to the other.
I think it's one end to the other is 1 kilometer long. So it's a decently sized mall. For people from the Pittsburgh area, think like Monroeville Mall size or Rossburg Mall size.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there.
It's got multiple levels, but not so much as the one, the big Eaton Center in Toronto.
Yeah, not as big as the Eaton Center, but definitely it's a nice little mall. I have a fondness for it. I love all malls.
It's been around since the 70s, I think. Ever since I was a little kid, like 2 or 3, I've been coming here with my mom and my aunt, dear Aunt Kathy, who loved to shop and would run from one end to the other, price comparing and bargain shopping.
She was like a power shopper.
Yes,
I mean,
she was.
I met some serious power shoppers in China, but the stories of your aunt, she would either put them to shame or fit right in. I mean,
yes.
She was hardcore. So, mall food. Why do I love mall food? Well, one, when you go to eat with a group of people, it is a bear to get everybody to agree on what to get or where to go.
Even ordering a pizza, it's a trial to try and get everybody to agree, unless you're all on the same wavelength, on what to order for toppings.
There's always one person who absolutely cannot stand a certain topping that everybody else loves.
And they don't want it on half because it'll contaminate the whole pizza.
There's usually somebody with a food allergy. Then there's that one person who's all, like, crazy and exotic and wants, like, bizarre crap on the pizza that nobody else is going to like. But they insist on getting a whole pizza with it, and then they eat 2 slices.
Right.
And
there's people with dietary needs, such as vegetarians, or people who have religious needs where they can't eat pork or they can't eat meat on specific days.
Exactly. So ordering a pizza for a group of more than 4 can be a bit of a nightmare. But if you go to the mall food court, you have a carousel of options to choose from.
Yes. Spin that wheel. See what you get.
Spin that wheel. No matter what is here, even if you decide you want a sandwich from one place, a soda from another, and the side from the third, you can do it. Not
and
a big deal.
And something else for dessert.
And something else for dessert, which I did today. I indulged in the true mall roulette. I had a gyro from Jimmy the Greek. I had a diet root beer from A&W. I had dessert, which we ate first, from Yogan Fruz. And I had some poutine from New York Fries. I mean, you don't get any better than that. I got all of my favorites from all the different places.
Right.
I didn't get stuck with, like, the rice that I didn't want at Jimmy the Greek's, you know?
Right, exactly.
Great. So, and Sheila was boring. She had Taco Bell.
We don't have a Taco Bell in Aurelia, and I love Taco Bell.
So, I'm going to ignore the fast food places that are the normal fast food places. Just I'm going to talk about what's in the mall right here, right now. And then we're going to talk about some other malls and things that we like. But there's like a KFC, there's a Dairy Queen / Orange Julius, and there's a Taco Bell here too. And they're everywhere in an A&W. I mean, those don't count. But other than that, we have a place that's muffins.
Yeah, muffins with like 6 M's. It's been there ever since I can remember.
It's only 3 M's.
Okay, well when you say it, it sounds like 6.
Which, and if the Orange Julius didn't have the Dairy Queen combination, I would actually take it out of the fast food category because you usually only see Orange Julius's in a mall.
That's true.
And they do make a darn fine orange drink thing. So there is Jimmy the Greek, which sells, I'm sure you can guess, Greek food. They've got gyros and souvlaki and all that good stuff. There's a Japanese place, the requisite Japanese place, a teriyaki place. There's actually a noodle place that does, like, it's not really, like, just Asian, like, Chinese. They do more, like, along the lines of Thai food.
Yeah.
Like, pad Thai, that stuff. There's an Italian place, Vanelli's, which looks a lot like Sparrow for the southern folk. There's Druxy's famous deli. We have Sizzling Wok, which is the requisite Chinese place. New York Fries, which is always a mall favorite. And then there's Yogan Fruz.
And what did you say was the American parallel to New York Fries?
Boardwalk Fries, usually.
Boardwalk Fries?
Yes. And then if you go just outside the food court, there's a sushi stand.
Oh, Mech Sushi.
Yes. Sometime I have to check it out. And there's Colonels.
Popcorn.
We have to talk about Colonels, because this is...
Practice, it's a hit.
It's a hit with everybody who's come up to see us and has gotten it so far. Never saw it in the States. It's a Canadian chain, and I've never seen it outside of a mall, so I assume it's like a mall stand chain.
Yeah.
And they specialize in popcorn, and that's all they do, and they have like anywhere from a dozen to like 40 flavors of popcorn.
Cheese popcorn, caramel, potato chip flavors. like sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, Canadian potato chip flavors, like pickle and ketchup.
And jalapeno cheddar.
Jalapeno cheddar.
All the different caramel corn versions of it, yeah. They had like a candy cane one for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't bad. We sampled it. And Colonel's, it's, the prices are like, say, going to the movie theater for popcorn. But it's so good, you don't care.
It seems like you get more
than you do
at the movie theater. It seems like their smalls are a bit bigger than the movie theater smalls.
The large is about the same size as the movie theater large. But the popcorn's very good, very fresh, very well seasoned. The seasonings aren't too
fresh
salty.
Every day.
Yeah, it's not too salty. And it, I don't know, it's just, it's tasty. It's like
the snack that everybody can share kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's addictive. When you get a large, you're going to eat a large, so be careful.
True that.
They take cash, they take debit, so, you know, pop by a Colonel's in most Canadian malls. You'll be able to pick up whatever you want.
Pop by a Colonel's.
I didn't even mean it like that. Wow.
Anyway.
That sounds good. I should do commercials for them.
You should.
Colonel's, hire me. I'll work for popcorn.
So, I guess I have a couple of points just sitting here thinking about it.
Sheila's a mall veteran, by the way.
There's always the ethnic, and I'm making the air quotes, there's always the ethnic restaurants that you see in the food court.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, it's not authentic Chinese, Greek, or anything, but food is still tasty, and I treat it kind of the same way as pizza is Italian, but there's, like, the fast food version of pizza, which is still pretty good.
Every mall food court has at least one Asian place, they have at least one burger place, and they have at least one Italian place. The larger the food court, the more of these you'll see in different varieties.
Right.
Now, here's why I love mall food courts, besides for the variety factor. Here's why I think this is, in terms of fast food, it is the pinnacle. Most of these places are not national chains.
Yeah.
Some of these places, this is the only restaurant the owner has. It's not even a regional chain.
Right.
Maybe they have two, one in one mall, one in the other mall, and that's it.
It's like the quintessential mom and pop kind of deal.
So you get some slightly tweaked recipes, some slightly different foods that you wouldn't normally get at your standard old A&W or KFC.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I love mall food courts. Like, for instance, the gyro I just had at Jimmy the Greek's. Not the best gyro I've ever had in my life, but it was good.
Definitely palatable.
But their tzatziki sauce wasn't like any other tzatziki I've ever had because it was heavily dilled.
Oh.
But it went well.
Right.
And I never thought of that. You know, put a little extra dill in the tzatziki. Tasted really good.
Well, I imagine there's probably somebody's grandma somewhere that made it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily that's where the recipe came from, but it's authentic in a weird kind of fast food way.
But that's a twist I never would have had if that was a standardized chain that just made bland tzatziki.
Right.
There you go. And I think we've seen a couple other Jimmy the Greeks, but I'm not sure.
Right.
And they may not even be associated. New York Fries is a chain, but you only usually see them in malls.
Yeah.
So I don't really consider them a true fast food chain. So that's another reason why I'm so gung-ho for mall food. Because you're, in a way, almost supporting a small business. And that's
we can get back to the food court in a second. First of all, let's take a tour around the rest of the mall.
Oh,
because there's always, without a doubt, there's going to be some sort of a TGI Fridays type.
The sports bar place.
Thing with crap on the walls.
Yeah. So we're actually right behind us is Casey's Bar and Grill.
Yep, and there's also
the requisite sports bar.
Right, there's also an Eastside Mario's here.
Because we have never talked about Eastside yet.
Oh, right.
Eastside, the Canadian Geo guys are like, yeah, Eastside's good. Americans, it's kind of like Olive Garden's, but I think it's better.
Way better and
cheaper.
And
it's a little bit cheaper when you compare the prices. I think you get better food for the price.
Mm.
So Olive Garden's is kind of trying to go the white tablecloth route, and Eastside Mario has stayed the TGI Friday route, and I like it better.
It's like the theme is like a Little Italy in New York kind of thing, where it has like little brick walls all over the place, and pictures of the Statue of Liberty holding up a tomato instead of a torch.
Like, if you've been to Buca di Beppe, the food's kind of like Buca di Beppe, but it's not served family style. You order your own meal.
Yeah.
But they have some great pasta there. Sheila loves the lasagna, and lasagna is almost as good as ours.
Yeah.
And we make a killer lasagna, so.
Not to blow our own horn, but whack.
So you always have those requisite places. You always have an ice cream style place, which is Jürgenfruss here.
Right. There's usually a place that sells chocolates.
Yes. Laura Secord.
Yes. We can talk about her in a minute.
Yes.
Sit down. We're not ready to talk about you.
And there's always going to be some kind of bakery place that sells like the big cookies or cinnamon buns or both. And there is a cookie place in this mall I've seen. And there's a Cinnabon.
The only thing that's missing is a pretzel place.
Yes.
Tracy hangs her head mournfully.
I have a dark secret. You know the Annie's pretzels you can get in the States at the mall? It's a little blue Bavarian-looking sign, and you watch them make
the
pretzels
behind
the glass. Yeah, I'm addicted to those. I can't help it. It's the tasty grease they dip them in after they bake them. Or fry them.
Pretzels.
They're great. They're so soft and flaky. They're not like any other soft pretzel I've ever had. And they dip it in that tasty butter sauce when they're done and let it dry. And oh my God.
Well, didn't you say that it's pretty much the booth version of what you saw in Germany, where there are people actually like walking around with pretzels,
yeah.
selling pretzels.
Yeah, oh, they're so good. But stateside, they're just so good. It's the grease stuff they dip it in that makes it. And then they have really good sauces to dip it in. And we never did get to try the pretzel-wrapped hot dog.
Aw.
We'll get one.
It's probably the same one still sitting there.
Yeah, because nobody ever bought it. They just pull it out every day and rehydrate it. So, actually, I think the cookie place here sells pretzels, too.
Oh.
Yes, we haven't checked that out yet. So back to the delicious tastiness here. There's a noodle place that I mentioned earlier that is gosh darn good.
It's called Thai Express.
Thai Express.
I had to look around the plant to find out what the name was.
Is that the third one we've seen now?
Yeah.
There's one in Barrie at
the Georgian Mall.
There's one here, and I thought there was one in Eaton Center, but I may have missed that.
Maybe. Eaton Center is effing huge.
It's freaking huge, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've had better noodles, obviously, because this is the fast food of noodles. So we're not talking about you go to a nice sit-down Asian restaurant and get, you know, gourmet noodles. No, this is right. better than ramen by a heartbeat. And their pad thai is actually pretty good.
Hmm.
I had it at the Georgian Mall one, and I liked it. Again, for a quick fix when you're craving some noodly noodleness. It's not Lulu's, but it's darn
no.
good. Oh, we need to do a Lulu's show.
Yeah. Every time you think we're going to run out of episodes, we're always like, but wait,
oh,
that's
but wait,
another show.
There's another show in that.
So do you want me to take you up for a walk down memory lane and I can tell you how the center used to be? Because there used to be a lot more restaurants around.
Really?
Yeah.
What else was here then?
Well, over by downstairs by the bay, mm-hmm. down by the bay where the watermelons grow, and they sell Hudson's Bay blankets for way lots of money. There used to be like a little snack counter down there.
Okay.
There also used to be a Loblaws grocery store down there, and now it's like a Shopper's Drug Mart or something.
Yeah, it's something else.
At the other end of the mall, there was three different restaurants that aren't there anymore. There was the Sabre restaurant, which I never went into, but it had two giant sabers crossed on the wall, and I always sit there and looked at it. And this is when my dad was still with us, so I would have been younger than 4 years old.
Wow.
So that was
baby
like a
Sheila.
Long, long time ago.
So we know the mall at least goes back to like 1980.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was this other place that my mom used to take us sometimes that had really, really good milkshakes called Little Bo Peep.
Hmm.
It was a Little Bo Peep restaurant, and I think it was actually down where Sunrise is now, like towards that way.
Okay, down by Sears.
Or it might have been the other way. Down by, yeah, I think it was the other way down by Sears.
Okay.
And there was a Golden Griddle Pancakes, which is where the Toronto School of Business used to be. Now it's called Trillium College.
Okay.
And that was a breakfast pancake house.
Now, did you guys ever have a Woolworths in here? And did it have a snack counter?
You know, here's an interesting piece of trivia. I think we had Woolworths around, but we also had this department store called Simpsons, which was a lot like a Sears or
okay.
a Zellers. And I saw on Wikipedia today that it was named after Robert Simpson. From the brewing company.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There we go.
That's kind of cool. Now, I asked about Woolworths because our Woolworths at Beaver Valley Mall, the local mall where I grew up, had the snack counter in it. I don't ever remember eating there, but I remember seeing it. It had the cool little, orange-covered stools and classic 1970s decor.
We did have a Woolworths, but it wasn't at the mall, I believe. I might be wrong, but I remember there being a Woolworths somewhere in Oshawa.
And a total blast is the Zellers by us that we still haven't really gone to eat yet, but they still have like a snack area in it, kind of like old school.
This one has a snack counter too. They always have a snack counter.
There was a store where I grew up called Zehrs, and it's not spelled like the Zehrs in Canada right now, Z-E-H-R-S. It was it's like a department store, like a Kmart kind of deal, and it was Z-A-Y-R-E-S, I think. My dad actually worked there in the summer sometimes. He did security, and it had the old school snack counter in the back, and I just remember how cool that was, and we'd go to see him or pick him up, and I'd run back to the snack counter, and I wanted to sit on the stools,
and
they
spin.
Were so neat looking. Yeah, and I think of those kinds of places, and then I think of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Where the one chick was working in like the local pizzeria place, and it was kind of like the snack counter like next to the one department store. That
yeah.
all just kind of blurs together for me. It's a really
there
neat thing.
There might have been a pizza place in here at one point in time.
See, Mall Pizza. I have a
yeah.
lot of fond memories of Mall Pizza because we used to have Beaver Valley Mall well before it had a food court. When I was growing up, it didn't have one.
Mm.
So it was really exotic when we'd go to a mall for me with a food court. I was like, wow, there's all these places right next to each other, and they all sell tasty smelling food, you know?
Yeah.
But we only had a couple little places you could get anything to eat at the mall, and one of those places was called Pizza Boy. And Pizza Boy made a killer, like, thin pizza. It was great. And the smell just permeated throughout that entire wing of the mall.
It made you powerless to resist.
Oh, and it was a small mall. Beaver Valley Mall was not a large mall by any stretch. Even after they did some of the remodeling, it still remains a fairly small mall. Small mall. Say that 10 times real fast. Small mall, small mall, small mall. Anyway, but it just, it we would walk by the corridor and we were powerless. And we didn't eat out a lot when I was a kid, but sometimes Dad would cave in and say, okay, let's go get a pizza. Mm-hmm. I also remember Roy Rogers, though it is a fast food chain. The only one I ever remember very often when I was a kid is in Beaver Valley Mall. Hmm. They ended up putting in a Roy Rogers and they sold biscuits. Real biscuits, not what some people call tea biscuits. The real good biscuits, like the ones you should be able to get at KFC, but you can't
here. Southern style biscuits.
Oh, I miss Southern style biscuits. But anyway.
Or I guess buttermilk biscuits would be like
More like a buttermilk biscuit. And they would sell those. And my sister would, when she got her license and I was still really young, she'd take me up to the mall so I could go to the bookstore and then she'd buy me French fries and biscuits. I was an easy kid to bribe, man. Yeah. But I digress. Those are the mall food memories for me. But here you have a good mix of tasty food, better than fast food. Mm. Everybody's happy.
Yep. Everybody can pretty much pick what they want.
Yep. Now, some of the things that aren't here that I miss are, besides the Annie's Pretzels, the baked potato places. Did you guys ever have those here? Oh, this was like a big thing, I guess, in our area. The malls would put in, or somebody would open a baked potato store. Shop.
Yeah.
Booth, whatever you call them. And they would specialize in potatoes with different toppings. And they have freaking huge potatoes.
Oh,
and
I remember, genetically modified, football-sized potatoes.
Yeah, like I was 3 or 4 and we went to the mall with my grandmother. I think it was Century 3, but I'm not sure. And I got a potato and it was like the size of my head. I was so happy because I loved baked potatoes as a kid. I still love them now. I get a little sour cream and chives on
them. Was that like the hell craze during the 90s maybe or something?
This is 80s. This is early 80s. They still had them through the 90s because I'd still get a potato once in a while. Usually it was a combination of potato and fry place.
Okay.
So it'd be kind of like New York fries, but they would bake potatoes too, like in a convection oven. And that's one that I would run into in malls periodically that I still miss. And you guys don't have the requisite Cajun place anymore.
Yeah, well, I used to actually work at the mall food court. I had 3 jobs at one point in time.
That's why she's a mall veteran.
I worked at where the Jogenfruz is. There's a country style, but it used to be more country style than Jogenfruz. And now they've swapped it because it's been sold. So I worked there. And then I got a job at where Sizzling Wok is. There was this place called Mr. Wu's, which was a Chinese place. And I gave my 2 weeks notice at the country style and worked both jobs for 2 weeks. That was crazy. But it was actually, I'd say 3, because I'd work half my hours at Mr. Wu's and work the other half of my hours across the food court at this other place called Cajun Cafe, which was where Thai Express is now. So at one point in time, I was working 3 jobs. Mr. Wu's and Cajun Cafe was pretty cool. The owner's name was Kathy, and I was like her goon on a stick. She'd get me to grab heavy stuff out of the storeroom in the back. She'd get me to go do the coin order because she couldn't carry it all by herself. Well, I went to do it the first...
She's a little woman, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's this little middle-aged Chinese lady. And the first time I did the coin order, I just went down and got it and carried it back through the mall. And she's like, why didn't you take the wheels? I'm like, what are you talking about? She has this little suitcase on wheels that she would go down to get the coin order and then, like, drag it back. And I just walk down, get it, and carry it back.
Wow.
She's like, oh, you're so strong.
Didn't she used to send you on, like, triad errands or something?
I swear, she was, like, the triad boss for this area or something. She'd get me to go and deliver messages to people, but they were really, really cryptic. And, like, it wasn't quite the example that I'm about to give, but it was pretty much. My extreme example I gave to Tracy was, like, quoting Bill Cosby. Go over and tell Cindy the wet dog sighs in the dry fire. I'd probably just order to hit on somebody. What it would be like would be, go tell Cindy that I don't need that anymore. Which still sounds kind of
like
shady.
Like a hit on somebody.
Like a hit on somebody.
I don't need that anymore. All right,
they
that'll be 10,000.
Me.
I don't know. That's kind of scary.
Little Sonny failed me. Take him out.
No doubt.
So.
Oh, your checkered past. I love it so.
It makes for good stories.
It does. Now, Jogenfruz is another mall favorite we have to talk about because it is a Canadian thing. This is, I never really heard of it until Sheila went on about it at length in the States because she couldn't find any. It's a frozen yogurt place. I guess you're either a frozen yogurt fan or you're not. This is not TCBY. Put TCBY out of your head.
Yeah.
They have these, like, bricks of frozen yogurt. And you go up and you tell them what you want mixed with it. And
they have, like, a bar of, like, frozen fresh fruits and things like that.
And they have green tea. They have matcha. You can get a green tea one. So you tell them what you want. They dump into this machine. They throw this, like, brick of frozen yogurt in
it.
It
looks like a giant, like, drill.
Yeah.
You pull the lever, and it comes out the bottom, and the person, hopefully, competently, catches it in the cup and does, like, a little swirl thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they throw all this stuff in there. They swirl swirl it a couple times. There, I've seen them do it more than once. If it doesn't mix right the first time,
they'll dump it back in and mix it twice.
Yeah.
Usually you get it made with hatred and they only do it once.
Yeah. But it's really tasty. It's literally...
It's God's
gift
to...
It's like automated cold stone for yogurt.
Every time I pulled a lever when I was working there, the little construction song from Looney Tunes would play in my head, you know? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like the little construction theme.
But it's healthy. It's tasty. It's fairly affordable.
If you're lactose intolerant like Tracy is, it's a blessing.
God's gift to lactose intolerant people. Their smoothies are pretty good. We had one of those once.
They do different seasonal things too, mm-hmm. because I remember when the old owners had it, they would do different things per month. Like around Christmas time, they took like a bunch of eggnog and put it in, like they mixed it up so it was sweet, and they put it in ice cube trays and froze it so you could get eggnog. They'd throw in that. They did chocolate and peanut butter, which was really good. We had like a separate machine for the peanut butter, mm-hmm. or one that we would only use for peanut butter. What was the other
good
one?
Stuff.
Oh, pumpkin pie. Oh, they'd mix up a bunch of pumpkin pie filling and freeze that so you could get that. It was really, really good. It tasted awesome.
Didn't we have a pumpkin pie blizzard that tasted just like pumpkin pie?
Yeah,
I think it was.
So.
It was really good.
Like a little graham cracker pieces of crust.
Yeah, that was a Dairy Queen. But I'm a fan of yogurt brews. They also have it at a lot of movie theaters, too. You can get a yogurt brews before you go in, which is pretty cool.
Seems like that.
But it's a healthy alternative snack. I'm excited when I see them now.
They used to do a movie theater here, but for some reason they took it out. I mean, I guess it was kind of falling into disrepair.
Yeah, they said it was like a discount theater for a while, too, while we were gone.
I guess people built bigger and better theaters elsewhere, but still, I mean, it's the mall. All the buses come here. There's not really a bus terminal downtown anymore mm-hmm. where people catch buses. Mm-hmm. There's still a couple of lines that run downtown, but all the buses come here. Mm-hmm. So here's like where people will transfer.
Yeah.
There's like a big part in the parking lot where they'll stop by. You can catch whatever bus you need to go.
Another thing that seems to be missing here that I'm used to seeing in most American food courts is like a cheesesteak place.
Yeah, we don't really have those
here. Yeah, we have those in a bunch of malls.
At least not around here.
Down south. Grove City. Remember the food court at Grove City?
Oh, yeah.
Discount Mall. The outlet mall in Grove City. Oh, they have a killer cheesesteak place. They have the cheesecake. Cheesesteak. It is huge. We got the large, and Sheila and I were able to split it, and we were still both stuffed.
It was ginormous.
Yeah. They have a decent food court there. That about covers most of the food court favorites that we definitely wanted to talk about. Colonel's is just awesome.
Yeah.
Now, our favorite food courts, I have fond memories of the one at Monroeville Mall. We used to go to the Pittsburgh Comic-Con, which is in the Monroeville Convention Center, which is across the parking lot from the Monroeville Mall.
And what famous movie was filmed at the Monroeville Mall?
The original Dawn of the Dead.
Yay!
Yay, zombies! One of my favorite, probably my favorite of the George Romero movies is the original Dawn of the Dead. And they filmed all of it at the mall.
Yeah.
And they do zombie walks. Well, not zombie walks. They do like a zombie tour of the mall at the Comic-Con. Some of the original cast members will take people over to the mall and do a little tour of like where they shot.
There used to be a fountain here.
Yeah.
This is the part where the guy falls through the ceiling.
Yeah. And it's really neat. But there's a Cajun place, like a Cajun cafe style place in Monroeville Mall. And when we first went to the Comic-Con, we learned very quickly in college, you don't eat at the con. You're paying like $4 for a steamed hot dog. Not good at all.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You either
take your food with you or you hoof it across the parking lot, which is only a 5-minute walk away, go to the food court. And for, at the time in the mid to late 90s, a low price of about $6 to $7, you could get a plate full of food at the Cajun place with a drink. And it was delicious.
I miss the blackened chicken.
Yes, the blackened chicken
and the
was
Spanish
awesome.
Rice.
In the bourbon chicken.
Oh,
I used to always get the bourbon chicken with a side of carrots and I think a side of rice. And then a big old bucket of soda with it. And we ate that the 1 year at the con. I think we ate that like every meal almost. Except then we go to McDonald's for breakfast because it was during Monopoly.
Yeah.
So we wanted Monopoly pieces. I have fond memories of the Monroeville Mall one. And I also have fond memories of the food court at Ross Park Mall, which is kind of north of Pittsburgh. It's off Route 19, for those who are familiar with the area. If you know the area, you know where Ross Park is. It's a large mall. It opened around 87-ish. We went there for my sister's birthday. She wanted to go to the mall. Not for like her birthday, but she wanted to go out. And we went on her birthday, which happened to be Black Friday. My sister has the distinction of being born at the end of November. That was when the mall had just opened. And my dad's driving around the mall going, we're never going out on Black Friday again. He broke that promise.
Oh, yeah.
It had more to do with the mall opening that year than anything else. But they had, I think the first time I really had a gyro outside of Nationality Days was at Ross Park Mall. And they had a good gyro place there for a while. And whenever we went there, if we were going to eat at the mall, I always try to get a gyro. Or if I went with my friends, I was like, yeah, I'm getting a gyro.
So do you think that the food court at the mall was kind of an extrapolation of the lunch counter at the department store?
Yes.
Like, to keep shoppers here?
Well, people are going to shop extensively at the mall because there's so many places, so they're going to get hungry. You want to keep them in the buildings, they'll be more inclined to buy more. So I would say it's an outgrowth of the lunch counters at the department stores, definitely. And I'm in favor of it. There's more variety. Though there's a warm spot in my heart for any good lunch counters, because you can find some real gems, hidden gems in them. There's always going to be some specialty there that they do better than anybody else in the area. And it usually has to do with whoever's cooking back there.
Yeah.
The more experience they have, the more they've tweaked some of the stuff. You get the old lady who's been there since it's opened, oh my God, you're going to get the best food you've ever had. It's like a diner, practically.
Yeah.
So, what other favorites have we run into at different malls?
What was the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a mall? Like, that totally just blindsided you in a mall.
As a kid?
Food court, yeah.
As a kid, the thing that blindsided me the most was the gyro place. Because I grew up, you only got gyros at nationality days. We never went out and got them anyplace else. A lot of places didn't sell them. Even like the diner type areas where I grew up didn't sell them. Like, you can get a lot of Greek food at diners up here.
Mm.
So that was just utterly exotic to me as a child. And some of the only times I got Chinese food, because we didn't order it very often as a kid, was if we were at a food court and we got something there. And they always seem to mug you with samples when you go by the Chinese places.
Yes, yeah.
They, like, attack you. They, like, make you take it. So I'd walk by, because I was a child and I thought I could eat the world. I'd walk by, like, 8 times, and they kept feeding me.
Yeah, because we probably all look alike to them.
I don't know. No, I just think, you know, I was short. They're like, ah, here, have some more food, kid.
We like children. It's part of our culture.
Yeah. If we keep feeding her, her parents will feel guilty enough to buy something. No, I don't know. They still do that. The place at Morgantown Mall that used to bring lunches up to Teletech there. I can't remember the name of it. Chan's? No. I don't remember the name of it.
Was it like Rice Bowl or something?
No, it was an actual name. And they ended up buying the Japanese place next to them.
Oh, yeah. It was like a hostile takeover or
something. Yeah, she's like, oh, we took care of them. He, 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 he.
I'll bet you did.
But the Japanese
secret
place.
Secret triad lady.
The Japanese place at the Morgantown Mall next to the Chinese place. They actually have some really good food. Good teriyaki. Very pretty, too. They have that nice etched glass. You know, most places have, like, the sneeze guard up so you can see them making the food, but you can't get too close of it. Theirs in front of the grill has, like, a really nice etched glass motif.
Oh, yeah.
The Asian,
like,
scenes, yeah.
Different symbols, like fans and stuff.
It's a nice touch. You know, it's better than, you know, the neon hot dogs or whatever that's next to it at that horrible hot dog place. Chick-fil-A, too. I've only ever seen them outside of a mall once. Morgantown, when they opened up that giant Chick-fil-A.
A standalone Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, usually you only see those in a mall, too. And their fried chicken tenders taste almost like my mom's fried chicken when she makes chicken soup. Very good. Very greasy. That may be the comparison. But the most exotic thing, now that I've totally gone off topic, I've ever seen, believe it or not, is... We're discounting Pacific Mall, because that is not your normal mall, right?
Right.
Okay. Probably the sushi stand here. Max Sushi?
I was going to totally say that, because I didn't think you'd ever be able to get sushi available outside of a sushi restaurant.
Yeah, that's like the sushi stand in Kroger's in Morgantown.
Yeah, they had like a pretty good little sushi stand there.
Well, they were made it fresh. You saw the guys coming in the morning all chopping and rolling and everything. And every night they cleared out the counter. They didn't keep anything until the next day.
Yeah.
I've gone late at night there, and I'd gotten like the last of whatever they had. And it was good. Remember when Spencer came to visit one of the first times? He got up earlier than everybody else, and he blundered up to Kroger's to pick something up, like coffee or donuts or whatever. And he saw like the little Asian guys all working, and he's like, hi. And they're all waving to him, hi.
Is there any grocery stores up here that have sushi?
Yes. Theirs has it, but not a lot of it. I don't see the variety that we saw at Kroger's, but I don't know if they have sushi people on staff or not, like Kroger's had.
Yeah, because Kroger's actually had like a really big counter that they were all like working furiously behind.
Well, they used to work just in the deli at Kroger's, and then they opened up the new Kroger's out by the hospital, and they had like a little sushi island where they worked, and they had the big sushi display case. And
like
they,
the cheese island.
Oh, yeah. Kroger's had a killer cheese section, the new
one.
Just to digress really fast, this store, when they opened it, was beautiful. It still was, is beautiful, I assume.
Oh my God, the way the lighting was, it looked like the produce was a painting.
Yeah.
It was like still life paintings everywhere.
It's like they lit the place as if they expected artists to come work there or something. It was very, very well put together, nice big aisles, pleasing to the eye, great wine section, good food section, good butcher's department. It was all in all, for being a giant mega mart grocery store, it was very well done.
Yes.
So.
Anything else to say about the mall
about
and
the mall.
The food
I love the
therein?
Mall. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything.
there's always little newsstands usually too.
Yeah, they always
have
snackies.
Like candy bars and chips combos.
And some places we've run into have the candied almond and nut places.
Oh yeah.
They have like the honey roasted, but it's sweeter than a honey roasted nut, and they'll sell those in the little cones. You catch those at some malls now. Those are really good. We've had those at a couple places.
There was a place like that downtown called the Nut Bar. Mm. And they sold roasted nuts.
They sell it outside of Cabela's too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a little
Cabela's is actually kind of an extension of a food court or a snack counter, so we could probably mention that on this.
Oh, sure.
I think it's very applicable. For those who aren't into the outdoors, Cabela's is an outdoor superstore.
American
superstore. There's some in Canada, though.
Oh, is there now?
I think there's one in Toronto somewhere.
Well, think Bass Pro.
Yeah, it's like Bass Pro. It's a huge outdoor store. They sell everything you could want for outdoor sports and hunting.
Like camping, hunting, fishing, hiking.
Boating, kayaking, guns, everything. They even sell, like, the stuff you need to make your own jerky if you kill your own animals, that kind of deal. Lots of outdoor cooking equipment.
Yeah. As an extension of hunting and fishing and camping.
Yeah.
And but still.
The Cabela's in Wheeling, which is north of Morgantown, they have this like huge aquarium set up where you can go see the different fish that are native to the area. Remember the trout and everything and the catfish?
Yeah, they have like all these different kinds of northeastern native game fish.
Mm-hmm. And they have the Hall of Dead Animals where you can walk down and see all the different deer head that have been caught in the area. And they had the safari area where they had
all these insane exotic stuffed animals.
Yeah, lots of taxidermied animals. Like African animals.
Well, they'd set them up like scenes. It's funny that we're discussing this for the mall show, but I'm going to go into
it
anyway.
It's like a mall.
Exactly.
I group it in the same category of places to eat.
So we're walking along looking at all these different things, and they have them kind of set up like diorama style. Like they have like a lion and it's killed a bunch of zebra, or it's attacking these zebra. And I point to the one that's like laying on its side with its tongue hanging out. And I said, what was the conversation between the designer and the taxidermist for this? Make this one look dead. It already is. No, make it look dead, but not rotting.
Make
freshly
it look more
dead. More dead.
I mean, that had to be just a bit of irony in that job for him. So normally I make them look lifelike. This one has to look lifelike, but dead.
Lifeless-like.
Yes. It's impressive. If you are passing through the area in Wheeling, you have some time to kill, you know, it's worth running around, checking some stuff out. You can find some neat stuff.
Yeah.
They don't just sell outdoor stuff. They sell some, like, kitschy home and country decor things too.
Yeah, they do have like an entire furniture department. So if you're into like
rustic furniture.
Yeah, if you're into cottage chic, then definitely check it out.
But
like moose and bears and stuff like that.
They have a cafeteria, which is kind of food court style, except it's only one seller, Cabela's. And they sell some like game food at the cafeteria. And it's good.
It's really, really good.
They had venison brats. Buffalo burgers. They had some other venison stuff at one point.
They have duck, because they rotated.
They used to have emu at one point, too.
They have emu. Mm-hmm. Ostrich.
Ostrich, yeah. So they'll have some different...
Elk. Sometimes they have elk.
For the carnivores out there, they have a lot of different things that you don't normally get to see, and it's usually cooked pretty fresh.
Yeah.
The last couple times we went and got buffalo burgers, they cooked them fresh in front of us, which is really good.
The buffalo chili is really good, too.
And they're the kind of place where you can usually pay cash or debit. Not a big deal.
If you like beef, you should really try buffalo because it tastes, it has more flavor for one. Like commercial beef nowadays, because cows pretty much eat the same thing, you know,
the
same kind
of
meat, it all tastes the same, and it doesn't have as much flavor, I'm sure, as it used to have. But buffalo, aside from being pretty much free range, because you can't keep something that huge locked inside, I think it would just wither and die anyway.
But it has almost a bacony flavor to it. It's very good. They make great burgers.
You need to get a buffalo burger with cheese and bacon on it, so it can be extra bacony.
Yes. Or if you're going to make chili and you want to mix up your chili a little bit, instead of just throwing ground beef or ground pork in it, if you can get your hands on a pound of buffalo ground meat, toss that in. Yeah. It does add a little bit of depth to it.
And we did see some grocery stores are selling buffalo. Usually it runs about like $5 a pound.
It's about $5 a pound. Last time we got it.
So.
Kroger's used to sell it.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it up here yet, but I know there's a buffalo farm somewhere in the area that I'd like to go check out and get a couple pounds sometimes. I think we've hit about all the food courty goodness that we need to hit in this episode.
Malls.
Kernels. And
buffalo.
Oh, kernels. And buffalo. Oh, buffalo popcorn. That would be horrible. No, buffalo wing
style
popcorn. With blue cheese and hot seasoning on it.
That would be awesome.
I wonder if they sell that.
I'd eat that.
We need to go put some feedback in at their website. Make this for us. Anything else?
I think that's pretty much it.
Sorry this isn't as exciting or exotic as most of our episodes, but this is really, I view this as the pinnacle of fast food, but tasty, and it's almost like a modern marketplace. You could people watch.
Yes.
You could watch all the little teeny boppers running around going, oh my God, your parents let you leave the house dressed like that?
Well, they come here to escape their parents, right? And to cut school.
And be naughty.
I'm in Chapters, which is kind of like the Canadian version of Borders. And I'm in the restroom, and this chick's like, "We skipped school. We're such rebels." And I'm come out of the stall.
She actually said that?
Yeah. Well, her friend was in the stall next to me, and she's sitting there washing her hands. And I looked at them, and I'm like, "Jesus, what are you guys, 12? They look like they were super young, like maybe grade 8 or 9. I'm like, how were you even able to find them all by yourself? You're so young.
You're mocking somebody's sense of direction?
Shut up. Don't you dare.
I will not bear Sheila's secret shame in this podcast. Maybe another day. So closing out, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.